8. We'll start reading in verse number 31. If you will, we'll read the remainder of that chapter. I want to try to give you what the Lord has given me. We feel in living in today's world, we're troubled on every side, it feels like, but we have victory in Jesus. Amen? Amen. So let's, in the book of Romans, chapter number 8, verse number 31, we'll start reading. The Bible says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay all things to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril of sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Father, we thank you for this word. We pray that you'd bless it. Lord, use us tonight, and we'll thank you and praise you, for it's in Christ's name we do pray. Amen and amen. All right. We read here, amen, the Bible tells us that here in verse number 31, it says, "What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Amen. I know in today's world we live with, if you turn on the news and you turn on the TV or you turn on the radio, we live in a society of all kinds of bad news and all kinds of events, and it's not so much like it was in the older days. And the ones that grew up before us, our parents, our great-grandparents, they didn't get to hear as much of all the bad things going on in the world. It was more of a peaceful time, if you will. They knew what the neighbor was doing, or they might have knew what was going on in a small community. But now in today's society, we have the internet, and people have Facebook and all the other X channel, whatever that's called, and YouTube and all that other stuff. You know, everything comes across and they get all bombarded with all kinds of information. And lots of times it's bad information. It's things of this world that just bombard us and weigh us down. And we'll get to listening to these things and get to allowing it to get in our lives. But I've got good news tonight, amen. We've got victory in Jesus, amen. If you, you know, we take these things and as they come at us, and we just let them soak in, amen. We'll take these things, amen. And I know, and I'm not naive enough to not to believe, amen, that there is problems. We all have our problems. We all have our troubles, and we all have our trials and tribulations. The Bible tells us we're going to have these things, amen. We're going to come up against these things. The Bible says The Bible says that the devil is as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But I want you to realize here, it says he is as, and that he is not a roaring lion. Amen. A roaring lion, if a roaring lion came up to me it would intimidate me so. I don't know if y'all have ever seen a big old lion for real. I got to see one in a zoo and wasn't that close to it, but that was a big old cat, amen. They had a big old paws on it, and it would just devour me in no time. It would take a hold of me and just use me up, amen, and spit me out, and if I didn't taste good, amen. But the devil is as a roaring lion. He's not a devourer. Amen. Listen tonight. We are victorious. Amen. The devil is a defeated foe. And lots of times we forget that. We forget what place we're in. We forget where we're at. Amen. We're on the winning side. We're not on the defeated side. Amen. We're more than conquerors. The Bible tells us that. Amen. He says, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can defeat us? What can defeat us? Nothing can defeat us. Amen. But lots of times, amen, as we are human, and I know I'm just a man, amen, and I fall short, and I get in the same boat, amen. I'll just let these things come in, let these troubles, and let them weigh on me, amen, and tote them around. And I know depression is real. I know that, and I know people have depression, and they have different things like that. But listen, there's nothing that the Lord can't take care of. Amen. It's kind of like that song, Lay It Down and Leave It. Amen. A lot of times, y'all bear with me tonight. Amen. Can I preach for just a minute? Amen. A lot of times we'll take our troubles and we'll come in the door with them. Amen. We'll walk in the doors. We'll say, hey, I can't wait to get to church tonight. I got so many troubles and I just need to get along with God. Amen. I got to get with him and lay my troubles at his feet. Amen. And let him take care of them. We'll come in the church house. We'll have the mully grubs, amen. We'll be down and out, amen. Everybody will be rejoicing around us, amen. The choir will be singing. People will be shouting, amen. And we'll be sitting there on our hands, amen, and oh me there, amen. We'll say, okay, just as soon as they give the altar call, I'm going down there and I'm going to give it to God, amen. And we'll sit in God's house. Yo, hold on. We'll sit in God's house, a place of worship. That's what we're supposed to do here. We're supposed to worship. I don't know if y'all know that or not. Y'all, amen. Amen. We'll come in God's house, amen, where we're supposed to worship, amen. And we'll sit here and cross our arms, amen. And we'll hinder the spirit. And everybody around us will be going, what's wrong with that one? I've had them look at me and say, what's wrong with him? Amen. I mean, I'm just like y'all. I ain't no different. Amen. I put my shoes on just like y'all do. Amen. I just slide my boots on just like y'all. Amen. But we'll come in God's house and we'll sit down and we won't move. Amen. We won't let God move in our life. Amen. And then we'll come to the altar. Amen. We'll say, okay, God, you're going to have to fix it. You got to fix it now. Well, pray, Lord, I need your help. I need you to take care of this. I need you to take care of that. Amen. We jump up and run to our seat. Amen. And we take our problems back with us. We'll sit back down. Amen. We'll say, we ain't done nothing yet. And we walk out the door the same way we came in. We lay it down, but we don't leave it. Amen. Lots of times, and me and Brother Gary's been talking about it a lot, about forgiveness and how people to forgive one another and to forgive our brethren and to forgive our sisters and forgive our family members, to forgive our brothers, to forgive everybody. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but there has been some people that has hurt my feelings before. Amen. And we've been talking about forgiveness and how to forgive and to really just forgive and not bring it back and not to recall it and not to bring it back up again that it bothers us. Amen. And what are you saying, Brother David? I'm saying this. Amen. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? All things. Not just financial. We always think, Lord help us. I need an extra $100 because I got to do this, and I got to pay that, and I got to do this. Or, and y'all forgive me here, amen. I heard a man say this one time, kind of stuck with me. Y'all don't kick me out because of this, all right? We pray. Now, mind you, my mom and daddy's here tonight, and I want to hold on to them as long as I can, amen. But we pray harder. I don't know if Brother Josh said this or who, but as some preacher stuck with me. He said, we pray harder to keep folks here on earth than we pray to get them in heaven. Think about that for a minute. They'll be in the hospital. Lord, heal their bodies. We ain't thinking about, Lord, let their journey be good. Let their journey be pleasant. As they step out of this world into the next world, into heavenly places, amen. Let it be delightful unto them, amen. Let them be able to rejoice, amen. Let them encapsulate that new body, amen. Let them be able to walk the streets of gold, amen. Let them rejoice with Jesus, amen, on the other side, amen. But God's give us all this. We can have what we want. We have not because we ask not. Amen. I've heard a man say one time, we're a bunch of knotheads. Amen. Because we have not. Because we ask not. Amen. It says, who shall lay up anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Amen. We are on the winning side. We are on the victorious side. We talk about, thank God the Lord died for me and shed his blood for me. Amen. We'll talk about the birth of Christ, and that is great, and that is wonderful, and it all comes together. And it's all good, amen. Bible says that he was born of a virgin birth, amen. He was pure and he was holy. He lived his life and lived it without a sin, amen, and died on a cross. But we'll stop there lots of times and we'll leave him in the grave. When we ought to be saying, well, glory, amen, hallelujah. He rose again and he's victorious over the grave. Because I don't know about y'all, but you know, I'm saved. I know that I'm saved. I'm saved without a doubt. I'm saved as saved as a saved person can be saved. I'm saved tonight, amen. But I still, amen, when it comes to that time, and I get to thinking about that time, I still can't but help worry sometimes, amen. When I ought to be rejoicing to know, amen, when it comes my time, when I go to sleep and I wake again in glory, amen, it's going to be wonderful. Yes. Amen. Amen. We're more than conquerors. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is he who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? No one can separate us from the love of Christ. Yeah. Amen? Ain't it great to know, hey, we're victorious. Yes. Amen? We've got victory in Jesus. We ought to be able to shout it from the rooftops. Amen? We brag on all kinds of things of this world, and I can say amen and oh me, amen. I brag on my kids, I brag on my grandkids, I brag on my wife, amen. I brag on you too sometimes when you do good, amen. When I need to be bragging more about Jesus. Yes, sir. Because the world needs to know more about him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? No. Or distress? No. Or persecution? No. Or famine? No. Or nakedness? No. Or pearl or sword? No. As it is written. And I'm glad tonight that for me, I can't remember stuff real good no more. I don't know what's going on with me, amen? But I keep forgetting. And if I don't write it down, I forget it and I can't remember it, amen? I came in the house today. I wrote a check. I'm going to tell on myself, amen? I'm bad about that. I wrote a check out of the wrong checking account today. And then when I got home, I told Janie, and she's like, oh, it's okay. Just write me a check out of that checking account, and I'll put it. And I couldn't remember where I put the other checkbook. Amen? So I'm glad that the Word of God is pinned down. Y'all laughing because y'all probably did the same thing. Amen? But I'm glad that the Word of God is pinned down. For it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, and all these things were more than conquerors through him that loved us. We're more than conquerors here tonight, folks. We have won the victory. We have won. We are victorious. We won the battle. Amen. I don't know if you realize it or not. Amen. But there was a battle one time in your life. That was when you was lost and undone without God. Amen. And if you're lost tonight, you've never been saved, there's a battle going on. Amen. There's a old devil. He's knocking at you. Amen. Telling you not to pay attention. Telling you not to listen. Amen. You might not be right with God. You might be backslid on God. You might have sin in your life. Amen. We all fall short. Amen. And fall in sin. Amen. And there's a battle be going on. Amen. But listen tonight. Amen. You are victorious. Amen. If you've been born again, the battle was won when you became a child of God. Amen. You became heir to the throne. Amen. Joint heir. Amen. You are victorious. Where we fall short is we forget who we are. I mean, have y'all ever met anybody important? I ain't met a whole lot of folks important, you know. But I have met some kinfolk of people that's important. Amen. And when I did, I treated them the same way as if I was meeting the one that was very important. You must be the son of so-and-so. Boy, it sure is good to meet you. It sure is nice to meet you. Amen. Listen, we're the children of God. Amen. We are important. Amen. On this earth. Amen. The Bible tells us to occupy till he comes, amen. And as we occupy, we need to share and shed light out in this lost and dying and dark world under those that are lost and undone, that they might experience, amen, the victory in Jesus that we have, amen. Amen, Brother David. Man, that's what I like to do every now and then. Amen. Verse number 37. It says, nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. We're more than conquerors, but lots of times the book of Galatians tells us in chapter 5, verse 7, says, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? You did run well. You did run good. You did obey God's voice. You did listen and you did hearken. You did obey and you did pray. You did witness and you did shout. You did tell everybody in the church and out. I'm a poet and didn't know it. Amen. I ain't even got that wrote down, Brother David. That was pretty good.
That was good.
If it was recorded, I'm gonna write it down and listen to it. Listen. You did run well. You say, Brother David, I feel like I'm okay. Well, you know what I always say? I'm up for the challenge. If there's a time in my life that I have been closer to God than I am right now, then it's a challenge to me to get back to that point and better. Amen? Y'all remember when you couldn't sit still in church? Huh? Do you remember when you came to God's house and you couldn't stand it? You was like, would you just hush for a minute, choir, and let me testify? Preacher, if you'll hurry up and hush, I'll testify. Just squirming in your seat and just couldn't, just excited, woo! Yeah. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'll probably say it every time I preach from now on. But I do believe that Maybelline, they made that stuff called mascara. Ain't that right? Maybelline? That's old stuff. Amen. I don't know what the name of it is now. That's close enough, ain't it? Maybelline. I think that stuff was designed for Christian women to wear, that when they come into God's house and get to squalling, it just runs down their face and everybody sees it. Woo! Hey, man!
Yes.
And I believe, y'all hold on now. I believe all us men ought to have the knees of our Sunday suits wore slap out from being in the altar praying for our loved ones. Amen and oh me. I'm preaching to myself tonight too. Amen. I truly believe that. We say, well, I sure do wish it was like the old days. Amen. Well, somebody's got to start.
Amen.
I'll be honest with you, folks. When me and Janie came in here that first Sunday night, and the choir got to singing, I told Brother David after it was over, I wanted to grab the Christian flag. Y'all sung Victory in Jesus. I wanted to run across the front of the church with the Christian flag waving it like it's right here. Woo! I scared, well, if I do that, they sure enough won't let me come. Amen? But it takes somebody. It takes somebody to step out for the Lord and embarrass the flesh. You start serving God, it's going to embarrass the flesh. But it's going to uplift the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This is what we got to do. We need to set aside all the weights that so easily weigh us down. The book of Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 1 and 2, it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who from the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand throne of God. Amen. Run that race. Amen. I know Brother Josh is a runner. Amen. And he probably run the race pretty good. Amen. I'll probably have to hold on to his shirt tail and him drag me. Amen. As we run. But I want to get in there with it. Amen.
Yes.
I want to be a part. I want to get in the race. I've played games all my life. I played baseball and I played football. Amen. I never liked being on the sideline.
Amen.
I wanted to play offense and defense, on the kickoff team, on the receiving team, on the punting team. I wanted to play. I wanted to hit every time. I wanted to catch the ball every time. I wanted to be involved. Why is that, Brother David? Because I enjoyed it. I loved it. Brother Dorsey, I remember JP. He'd get me on the sideline. He'd say, boy, get in there and get somebody. Boy, he'd get me all fired up, and I'd be squalling, and he'd stick me in there, stick him, boy. And I'd go in there just like a wildcat. That's what's wrong with me now. All these y'all's his parents and stuff have done this to me. Amen? But I wanted to be involved. I wanted to be a participant. And that's what it takes in God's house. To be involved and to be a participant.
Amen.
Amen. To be a part of the worship. Amen. To be a part of shouting. Amen. To let her hair down, let loose, and let her rip sometimes.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
And the one that's sitting beside you might say, well, it's all right to praise God in here. Amen. It's okay.
Yes.
They ain't going to kick me out if I say, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It says in verse number 38, it says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ our Lord. Amen. Nothing can separate us. I tell you what does hinder us. It don't separate us. But what does hinder us, amen, is our flesh and how we think and how we let the devil, we quit obeying the voice of God and start listening to the voice of the devil. You say, well, hold up now, Brother David, now. Wait just a minute. But listen, and I've always said this. If it don't edify God, it's not of God.
That's right. That's right.
Amen? And if it's not godly, it's sinful.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And the problem is we have adapted to a sinful nation. We have adapted to a sinful country. We have adapted to a sinful community. Y'all hold on. We have adapted to sinful churches.
Yes, sir.
And we have adapted to allow it. See, those, okay, yeah, I'm going to, yes, sir. Men and women of God have quit being men and women of God.
Right.
Y'all agree with me there?
Yes,
we get a little wishy-washy. You know, the Bible says to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God.
That's
amen.
Right.
And to be planted, yes, amen, by the river, amen, that our roots grow deep,
amen,
and wide, amen, and to get the nourishment that when the wind blows, we're not tossed to and fro. Amen. What are you saying, Brother David? I'm saying this. I don't know. Some of y'all don't remember. Amen. Some of y'all ain't old enough to remember. I said it to my dad before. I said, you know, I can remember those that were in the Walmart laying in the floors and in the aisles kicking and screaming, hollering, I gotta have this. I gotta have that. I want this. And telling their mamas and their daddies to shut up. And to leave them alone, pitching temper tantrums and pitching all kinds of terror. Those children have grown up and have had children. And they're even more wishy-washier than their parents were.
Right.
Y'all don't get mad at me now.
Right.
I mean, I seen this with my own two eyes. And we, some of us are grandparents. As grandparents, we have to say, hey, no, I know you're grown. And I know you ain't under my house no more, but that don't line up with the Word of God. Hello? Y'all, amen. Y'all go ahead and say amen.
Amen.
I know it hurts and it makes them mad sometimes. But it's okay to get, you can get mad in the same breeches you get glad in. Amen.
Right.
Long as it's Word of God, amen, it's okay. We can stand on that.
Amen.
Where we fall short is this. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 2. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. What are you saying? I'm saying this right here. Brother David, I love you. Come on. I know you've been hurting, brother. And it's all right. I know it's been tough. I know the devil's after you. And it's okay. But I'm here for you. And I want to pray with you.
Amen.
I don't want to talk about you. I want to pray with you and help you and bear these burdens.
Amen.
And that way, when we get done with you, in about 5 minutes, we can pray an hour and a half for me, because I need all the help I can get.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
That's what we need. We need more of this and less of this.
Amen.
Get out! You ain't worthy of even being here. You ain't good enough to be in here. We want to. I just knew it. I could see it. Hey, don't you remember what I told you last month? They is going to do it. I just knew it. Bearing one another's burdens. Why is that, Brother David? There's no other victory besides in Jesus.
Amen.
Through Him, with Him, we can obtain victory. I know if you're saved, you've got that victory, that part of victory, but in this life that we're living, that we're fighting. Not, I know we fight against things in our flesh. Amen. But the biggest battle is that spiritual battle that tells the flesh, that gets in our minds.
Come on.
That's based from here to here. That much. Mine's about that much. Big old. That much space hinders all of this. And that's where we need to battle the battle, that spiritual battle. And the only way to fight that battle is with the Lord's help and saying, Lord, I need you. I need your help. I know I'm already victorious. I know I can win. I know I'm a winner, but I don't feel like it right now. And I need your help. Because the Bible says He'll never leave you. He says He'll never forsake you.
That's right.
Listen, we're all, no matter who you are, where you come from, we're all one big family.
Amen.
We're all one church here to help one another. And as soon as we figure that out, and I'll be honest with you, folks, I want to be encouragement. I do. I want to be an encouragement tonight. And I will say this. Miss Eva? As sick as Miss Eva's been, things that Miss Eva's been through, Lord knows she knows me. Knows how mean and ornery I am. She would, when we wasn't here, she would text me. She'd say, "Brother David, we missed you." Hey, you know. I know she loves me. She can't help but love me. She was raised with me. Amen. But she did. She'd say, "We missed you at church." And you know what was so good about it? It wasn't just, "Oh, I leave, but she's dead." No, I opened up and I was like, "I was missed."
Amen.
You say, "Is that bearing one another's burdens?" Yeah.
Yeah.
That's encouragement.
Amen.
That one that ain't able to come, those that might be listening, "Hey, we know you couldn't come. We know you wasn't able. We sure didn't miss seeing your pretty face, shaking your hand, hugging your neck, bearing one another's burdens,
amen,
touching one another, helping one another." Amen?
Yes.
That's all it takes sometimes, folks. I'm done. I tell you what, let's do this. Those that will, let's come down here and we'll close in a prayer. Amen? You're able, and I know some of you is not, but if you're able, you come down here to the altar, and we can close in a word of prayer. We can pray for those that aren't here, that want to be here. We can pray for those that can't be here. We can pray for those that don't want to be here. We can pray for those that are lost and undone that we know. I know we all got family members that are lost and undone. Let's pray for them as well. Amen.